So one final comment is how he wraps it up: to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up for themselves treasures for themselves, a firm foundation for the coming age. And then he ends with this at the end of verse 19, and this is the ultimate good news about wealth, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. And what I love about this is he's not talking about after you die taking hold of the life that is truly life. I mean, you know, the real life is the Christ-centered life. The real life, the true life, is not the life that is offered to us all the time in the advertising that we see in the internet and everywhere else. That is not the true life. The true life is something else. The true life is the life of obedience to Jesus, of following God, of experiencing what He has for us. And that is a life that can be taken hold of here and now. And this is what God calls us to. And we are to take hold of that abundant life that is given to us in Jesus, a life that glorifies and honors Him, and the life that is truly life, meaning the life that brings us the most pleasure, the most happiness, the most joy. Jesus said in Acts 20:35, it is more happy-making to give than to receive. Translated usually, it's more blessed to give than to receive, but that's what that Greek word makarios, translated blessed, means, more happy-making to give than to receive. So this is, in summary, incredibly good news for rich people who actually do not get many encouraging statements made to them in all of Scripture. But here's the way to break the back of materialism. Here's the way to actually honor God and not come under condemnation, like James 5, for the rich who exploit and are indifferent to the poor, but to help the poor and the needy, to be rich in good deeds, to be generous and eager to share, and then God is going to reward you in this life with the meaningful life, the life that is truly life, and in the life to come forever with treasures in heaven, with eternal rewards.